Chapter 1. The First Epidemics. Polio has been called many things since it was first described in the medical literature several hundred years ago. What doctors once referred to as debility of the lower extremities, Heine-Maiden's disease, or infantile paralysis, eventually became poliomyelitis, a combination of the Greek words polios, gray, and myelos, marrow, and the Latin suffix itis, describing inflammation. As the disease gained prominence following World War II, reporters and headline writers balked at the odd-sounding 13-letter name. They trimmed it to polio to save space, and the abbreviation stuck. Polio is an enteric, intestinal infection, spread from person to person through contact with fecal waste, unwashed hands, shared objects, contaminated food and water. The agent is a virus, a microbe long known to researchers, but not actually seen until the invention of the electron microscope in the late 1930s. Viruses represent life stripped to the bare essentials, a biologist has noted. They are the smallest and simplest infectious agents identified to date. Unable to survive on their own, they must invade a living cell and take over its machinery in order to reproduce. Poliovirus enters the body through the mouth, travels down the digestive tract, and is excreted in the stools. Though some multiplication occurs in the lymph nodes of the throat and tonsils, the main breeding ground for this virus is farther along, in the small intestine. Most often, the infection it produces is slight or inapparent, with minor symptoms such as headache and nausea, or with no symptoms at all. In a small number of cases, estimated to be 1 in 100, the virus invades the brain stem and the central nervous system through the bloodstream, destroying the nerve cells or motor neurons that stimulate the muscle fibers to contract. The extent and permanence of the resulting paralysis are difficult to predict. Some infected...